SBS Radio.
Lucy Anyi Li is an international student from China and is currently studying at University of Sydney. Hello, Anyi.
Hello.
So what are you currently studying?
I'm studying the University of Sydney, majoring in finance and economics.
So is it difficult?
Well, for the first semester, it did really difficult because of the language and cultural barriers. And even though we got high marks in our IELTS language exam, we still find that some kind of like offset slack is difficult for us to understand. So it took me some time to be familiar for the Australian cultural backgrounds and to communicate with my lecturers and tutors to know more about the learning skills, how to practice my critical thinking skills.
Okay, so would you say that you have improved a lot from the time that you started here until today?
Yeah, it did, because my teachers and classmates helped me a lot, especially one of my tutors. She helped me to not only help me to improve my writing skills, but also helped me to give me some practical suggestions about how to choose my majors and courses and based off my interests and preference. And she told me how to think about the advantage and disadvantage about starting one kind of the majors, and helped me to think about deeper about my career path.
Lucy, what made you decide to study here in Australia?
It was back to like 4 or 5 years ago. I had a family trip with my family in Australia, and we visit Sydney, Brisbane, and other famous cities around Australia. And one of the things about I would choose Sydney is because that the Australian people are very nice and helpful. It was my first time to use the Google Map in Sydney because Google was strictly forbidden in mainland China. And I need to use the Google Map to find the way to how we can find a restaurant. And it's difficult for me because the Google Maps offer English version, and the Australian people not only teach me how to use it, but also show me the way. Mm-hmm. So I also feel that Sydney is not only a pleasant, had pleasant weather and the fantastic seafood, but also the people here and feel comfortable and welcoming.
Okay, so you love the people here. How were you able to become a part of the ambassador program?
I noticed a program from one of my friends, because at that time we have a university campaign for one of the society in our university, and my friend was the ISLA alumni, and he introduced me about how this program can improve our leadership skills. And me and other two friends are also joining the ISLA interview, and we found that the ISLA, how the ISLA program provides will match what kind of skills we need in our, not only in our study, but also in our working place.
So can you tell us about this internship?
Yep.
Is it an internship, Lucy?
It is not an internship. Mm-hmm. It's like a program that provided by the City of Sydney Council. It is offered free for all the workshops and the events. And we need to pass through the individual interview and also the group interview. And after that, we now have the 30 ambassadors in our Islam team. And we are going to hold different kinds of events. And before that, we also have like 9 or 10 workshops to let us know how to manage an event and know about the Australian culture and know about the City of Sydney.
What had been your advocacies being part of the program? The projects that you did being part of this program?
One project I did is the International Student City Tour. It aims to welcoming the newly arrived international students, and we designed a road from the town hall to the opera house. It took us about 3 hours working, and during during the tour, we introduced the public services and facilities provided by the city of Sydney. And also we have some questions for our newly arrived students about the knowledge of the public facilities, and also communicate with them what kind of difficulties they faced. And we will provide some of the ideas we have, because some of the problems we may face when we first arrived in Sydney. And yeah, and we also designed some of the ice-breaking games and to help the students to make more new friends, especially they are first arrived here. And the second one we did is the Youth Leadership Conference. And the first topic we chosen is cultural intelligence, because the Australian, especially in Sydney, is a multiculturalism. Mm-hmm. And many people from different cultural backgrounds will come to Sydney. And sometimes we will find some difficulties about the communication. It is because the cultural differences. And we want to let the students to know how to know about the direct or indirect communication skills, but also how to improve their leadership skills with working with a group of people from different cultural backgrounds.
Very good experience for you overall.
Yeah, because I work in different teams. The first one is called the welcome team, and the second one is the link team. So each team, we have different objectives, and I will work with different ISLA ambassadors, and it helped me to improve myself about the perception of the leadership, about the communication skills and teamwork, and also the time management.
Lucy, if like I'm a new international student coming here in Sydney and I want to be like you as well, what will I do in order for me to be part of the program, the ambassador program?
The first thing is to look through the City of Sydney website and then follow our ISLA unofficial Facebook account. We will provide the information and the application form on that. Mm-hmm. And for the group interview and individual interview, I would like to say that be yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, and you do not treat it as an interview, but a way to help you to make more friends. It's like a networking, and you can learn more about other things or skills from the other people. And take this interview as an opportunity for you to reach out and jump out of your comfort zone, rather than always travel between the library and your home or schools.
So with the program that you are handling now, Lucy, how can I be involved in that program?
We will provide not only the ISLA programs, the events that we hold, but we will also provide the other volunteer opportunities on our Facebook account and Instagram account. And the direct way I would suggest is to follow the WhatsApp website. So the WhatsApp website not only include the ISLA events, but also other free events for different kind of international students. They can choose what kind of activities or social events they would like to participate based on their preference.
Okay, can you give us the Facebook account and Instagram account and the website as well?
The Facebook account will be International Student for Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the same for the Instagram.
Okay, sure. How is it like for you being young and studying here in Australia?
I have to say it is a life-changing experience, because I did not decide to study abroad in my bachelor degree. And I made this decision like immediately. Because Sydney is the city that I have already visited, and I have a good experience here. So I think it is full of challenges and opportunities in Sydney.
Right.
And not only the challenges in school, but also how you reach out in this city and be familiar with this city. It is a way that how you engage in the local communities to know more about this city and about the culture behind that. And as for the opportunities, change their perceptions for many perceptions, like in communication, leadership, and also how to learn a new language, for example. And working with a group of people from different cultural backgrounds was my first time. And I not only met this kind of good people here in Sydney, and we can discuss some of the difficulties we faced. And also, we help each other when people cannot balance their work in ISLA program and the studying. And I know how to take care of people when they need help.
Okay.
And I think that living and starting in Sydney, and now I'm working in Sydney, it's like a growth. Growing up at Sydney, that much more or faster than I starting in my home country.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Lucy.
No worries.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.